Is your child's temperament or maybe your parenting style affecting sleep? In today's episode, we're going to do a deeper dive in exploring a little bit about temperament and more on parenting styles and see how that might affect your sleep outcomes.
In our most sleep-deprived moments, our children will teach us exactly what we need in order to learn and grow into who we were created to be. These are the loving lessons we will learn whether we were wanting to or not. I'm Irene Googe, your sleep coach, and I'm on mission to educate parents on how to help their young children sleep. Welcome to the journey.
Today, we're talking about temperament and parenting styles. And one of the things I want to share with you as you're listening in or watching this today is I want you to just be aware that sometimes these two factors actually can sabotage sleep success. And that's why I think it's important to talk about, because sometimes the sleep books are not addressing this. But working with a sleep coach or a postpartum doula can sometimes dive into some of these things to help us understand our children and communicate more effectively. Yes, I say communicate more effectively because I find that sometimes in the sleep coaching process, there can be some misunderstandings. So let's dive in and talk a little bit about temperament.
So what is temperament? Temperament really is the way we approach and react to the world. And in general, there's typically three big categories of it. So some people could be easygoing, slow to warm, and be active. When we look at some of the things that we measure temperament by, we're looking at activity level, regularity, intensity, approachability, mood, adaptability, persistence, distractibility, and sensitivity. And so what I think is important to understand is that sometimes we don't understand what a child actually needs, what helps that child tick in their learning based on their temperament.
So a lot of times when it comes to sleep, children that are slow to warm or active tend to have a harder time getting to sleep. So while we're addressing temperament, we're not gonna do too deep of a dive, but I do wanna share a tool with you that might be helpful. There is a temperament tools guide that you can do an assessment for yourself and your child and see how that works out from you. I found this resource online and it's been super helpful for families when they wanna dig in and understand this piece of the parenting puzzle. Now, if you're listening in to this episode, I'm going to encourage you to either look at the blog or check out YouTube so you can see the visuals that I'm talking about. If you're watching on YouTube, you'll actually get to see what I'm talking about as we do a deeper dive and talk about parenting styles that come from the psychologist Diana Baumrun that came up with these ideas and concepts.
She actually identified three parenting styles called authoritarian, authoritative, and permissive. A fourth style, sometimes also called uninvolved, neglectful, was later added in the 1980s. And so when we look at these parenting styles and we look at the gray arrows, we'll see that going from left to right, we have the low control, strictness, and demands, to high control, strictness, and demands on the scale. And then if we look at the arrows going up and down, we'll see that there's high responsiveness and warmth and affection to low responsiveness, warmth, and affection. So we're going to dive into the four quadrants just to quickly understand a little bit more about parenting style and how that might be impacting how parents are connecting and teaching their little ones. I'd like to also address that I find when I started learning and understanding about parenting styles that I started to question my own personal parenting style. And so what was helpful for me to recognize is that depending on the season we're in, and also looking at each of our parents, we may notice that one parent fell into one category more than another. And it depends on how we learned and the things that we were supported with as to how we end up responding in our relationships. So I don't think that you have just one parenting style. I think that you might find that you float between them, but you may have a more dominant parenting style and a tendency to have some of those coping strategies as your default. When I share this as a tool with parents to reflect on, it sparks some interesting conversations between parents. So first, let's dive into the permissive parent. And typically, the big idea here is let's be friends. And this parenting style is oftentimes seen as more indulgent, avoids confrontation, is more accepting of all emotions and feelings. However, there are low expectations, not a lot of strictness or demand, and very few rules. And when we look at the goal of the permissive parent, usually they're very friendship focused. And there's some good things that come from this parenting style because oftentimes this can spark a lot of creativity, strong individual opinions, and resilience in the child. The negative impact of permissive parenting is that it can create impulsiveness, have poor social skills, and problems in relationship because sometimes we can become more emotionally reactive, permissive parenting style. The next parenting style is authoritative, where this tends to be more of a let's talk about it. And this typically is represented by being more responsive, having high expectations, being flexible yet assertive, and having clear standards. Now, in this parenting style, oftentimes the goal is that there's going to be some shared decision making. There's going to be a secure attachment. There's more balance. Children are going to feel safer. And more self-confidence is growing out of this particular parenting style. The positive impact that the authoritative style has is that there's a solid self-esteem. There's resilience. There's more goal-oriented outcomes, an opportunity to rely on asking and getting help, and strong social skills and higher IQs. The negative impact an authoritative parenting style is that oftentimes parent self-care can really suffer. The uninvolved, you're on your own parenting style often is more passive. There's very little time, uninterested in the child's values and preferences, competing priorities, and an absent presence of the parent. Usually they're not so involved. And oftentimes the uninvolved parents, the parental goal is to have low expectations. And the positive impact of this particular parenting style is that the child actually can be very self-reliant and be very independent. The negative impact of this parenting style can often lead to a child not being able to make decisions, having poor social skills, low trust, a low self-esteem, and can sometimes be delinquent since there's no accountability. The fourth parenting style is authoritarian. And this is oftentimes the because I said so parent. And there will be clear rules, but oftentimes parents can be emotionally distant. Usually punishment is the driving force here. And there's very structured environments and high expectations. And usually in this particular parenting style, the goal is obedience. The positive impacts of this particular parenting style is that children will be less impulsive because they are working towards that goal of obedience. The negative impact of this particular learning style is that they could have lower school grades. They can also have poor social skills and a lower self-esteem. So when we look at all four of these parenting styles, sometimes we wonder, is there a best one? And what I will share with you, the healthiest and best outcomes are those that are learned in authoritative type of environment, where there is high responsiveness, warmth, and affection, But there are also high demands and control and strictness as well. So what ends up happening is that this is where I find gentle sleep solutions, positive parenting, conscious parenting, being aware, being responsive all falls into play. The downside of this particular parenting style is that oftentimes we might not be equipped based on what we learned in the home that we grew up in. So now that's a quick overview of parenting styles. Now you've learned a little bit more about temperament and parenting styles, and maybe it's getting your wheels turning as to how it could be affecting sleep in your home. I find oftentimes the contributing factor to this is recognizing what we learned. How do we show up as that calm, confident parent? Are we building and nurturing trust and respect in the relationship with our child? And sometimes we may find ourselves in a place where we might not feel so confident about those skills. Maybe we find ourselves doubting ourselves. So I'm going to encourage you to connect with maybe a counselor, a coach, or a mentor. You know, that is why I offer the support in the sleep programs that I do, because it's more than sleep. A lot of times to keep sleep in place, because sleep actually happens biologically for our little one, but learning some of the rhythms, routines, and habits we have in place and how we're leading and guiding our child with that kind and firm communication can be the skill set that we might be needing to work on. I know that was true for me. So I hope that helps you. I hope you'll share this with your significant other and spark some conversations for you guys to talk about what is happening in your home and a little bit about your parenting style. So I hope that this information will help you feel more empowered as you're making some informed decisions. You're going to be able to embrace the learning process as you take temperament and parenting styles into effect as you're helping your little one get those sweet dreams. Thanks for tuning into today's show. You can see all of the details and show notes below. And as you go out into your day, I hope that you'll make it your mission to be calm, confident, and rested as you lead today. Sweet dreams.